Downtown Ann Arbor will be the site of an environmental celebration on Friday night. It's the 16th annual Mayor's Green Fair and a perfect time to assess the state of Ann Arbor's environmental well-being. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. And my guest this morning is the mayor of Ann Arbor. Good morning, Christopher Taylor.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am excellent, and I'm looking forward to the fair. The Mayor's Green Fair was launched in the year 2000 by your predecessor, John Heefje, and in the years since, the fair itself has grown and taken on a personality. How would you, as mayor of Ann Arbor, characterize the purpose of the fair today?
Sure. Well, Ann Arbor is known for its attention and devotion to, you know, environmental protection and sustainability. It is a value that permeates our community, and I think the Green Fair exemplifies that. It is an opportunity to, you know, celebrate and show that we as a community are looking to continue to be environmental leaders, whether that's from, you know, our citizenry, our nonprofits, or our governments, or indeed vendors and businesses.
And it really is the conglomeration of all those entities working separately and united to bring forth a kind of better quality of life when it comes to environment in this city, isn't it?
That's exactly right. We are very fortunate to have a wide range of residents who are very focused on environmental issues and sustainability, and they come and display their passions here at the Green Fair. We also have nonprofits who have as their mission to promote these issues to you know the world at large and businesses too. It's the focus on sustainability and environmental protection and energy efficiency. This is not some esoteric issue. This is an issue that is one of dollars and cents as well, and there are businesses who are looking to help in that regard.
And I think when it comes to the fair in specific, it's a great opportunity for educational possibilities. If you're not aware of all that is going on, it's a great resource to go down and learn about what is happening and where we're headed in the future.
That's exactly right. You know, we are all such busy people here in Ann Arbor and indeed everywhere. And it's great to have a gathering of folks who are focused on a common mission to promote sustainability and environmental stewardship, and to learn what neighbors and businesses are doing to promote that common goal.
As I mentioned at the outset, Mayor Taylor, we are now 16 years into these green fairs. How would you assess the city's progress over the course of that time when it comes to environmental stewardship?
Well, we've certainly made it our way of doing business. In the past couple of years, we have adopted a climate action plan, which is an ambitious effort for the city of Ann Arbor and the municipality to do our part with respect to climate change. It's not the sort of thing, of course, that we can, you know, solve on our own, but we can, like I said, do our part to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and reduce our impact in that regard. We also have, street trees are such an important part of our environment and our quality of life, and we have an urban forestry management and sustainability plan that we have developed over the past few years that we're looking to fully fund on a going forward basis. We also have a sustainability plan for our municipal organization. Sustainability is something that touches really every aspect of what we do now, whether it is fiscal sustainability, service, and human capital sustainability, and of course environmental sustainability.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking to Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor, and on Friday of this week, the 16th annual Mayor Green Fair takes place downtown. It runs 6 to 9 p.m. on Main Street. Now, you touched on the Climate Action Plan, and a major component of that is obviously transportation. It has been, will continue to be a huge issue in Ann Arbor. What do you see as the short-term and then longer-term solutions to creating greater public transportation and reducing the city's greenhouse gas footprint?
Sure. I think the short and immediate term, we need to and are indeed working to increase the service offered by AAATA. It is important that mass transit, public transit, receive our support, and Ann Arbor voters have indicated that they're willing and eager to do so, and we're seeing service increases now being rolled out over 5 years by AAATA, and that's going to have a real impact on quality of life and cars in the road. Over the long term, well, let me say, I hope the medium term and perhaps the long term, I think rail is where we have to have our focus. We need to have real and meaningful commuter rail service to the city in order to continue our with our sustainability goals. I hope to have a train station before too long. It's been a long time coming, but I hope we get there. That will be able to support commuter rail serviced by the RTA. That's part of their master plan. The university, too, has a long-term vision for a light rail connector touching north, central, and south parts of the city, which would be a great benefit to the university, of course, but also, I believe, a very important community benefit for taking cars and buses off the road and allowing people to get around.
As you mentioned, these plans have been in the works for quite some time, and there's still a long way to go on many of these issues. Is there the public will and the financial wherewithal to support these endeavors?
I certainly think so. I think the public will is there. Alternative means of transportation is something that we hear time and time again from residents that they're focused on, whether it's non-motorized transport, certainly being at the core of how people love to get around our city. We are very devoted to biking and walking, and these other means of more mass transit, trains, light rail, and buses. I think the voters are interested in having these services because they know that they are important to our quality of life. We have a thriving economy here in the city. Businesses are growing. Activity is growing, and that is good. But it does have costs with respect to congestion and traffic. And, I hear that loud and clear, as do, I think, my colleagues on council and staff at City Hall. And the one way to address that is by providing folks the ability to get around without cars in an efficient manner, light rail, buses, bikes, and walking.
Issues of the Environment with Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor continues on 89.1 WEMU. And as many good things that are happening in the city when it comes to stewardship and sustainability, there are plenty of challenges ahead, some of which we've talked about. One of the top-of-mind topics now is the 1,4-dioxane plume that emanates from the old Gelman Sciences facility on Wagner Road in Scio Township. It continues to slowly spread, some believing it's already reached the Huron River, although in virtually non-detect levels. But in other areas of the known plume, we know it's well above levels considered safe by the EPA and virtually all other scientific measurables. So what is the city's next step as the conversation continues?
Sure. The city, regrettably, is in a subordinate role in this. We are bound to take action through MDEQ at this juncture. And so our goal is to continue to work with DEQ to advocate that the Department of Environmental Quality and the Attorney General's Office continue the process of reducing the threshold standard, the cleanup standard, from 85 parts per billion to, I believe, 7.2 parts per billion, which is the most recent DEQ proposal. That will go out for public comment. That will be reviewed and hopefully finalized in the next months. Once it is finalized and accepted as the formal legal standard, I'm looking for the Attorney General's office to that very day. There's no need to wait. There's lots of time to plan to go into court to ensure that the polluter begins cleaning up to that standard in an accelerated manner, so that we can be sure that no 1,4-dioxane ever gets into Ann Arbor drinking water.
And that is an important component, because by court order within the city had no voice whatsoever. Fact of the matter is, the polluter is not beholden to do anything to change from its current cleanup to 85 parts per billion. With that in mind, how can the city's government give voice to the people of the city of Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan in the court system to make sure that it doesn't reach the drinking water?
Well, the primary focus at this point is to advocate, publicly and privately, to the MDEQ, to the Attorney General's office, to continue on the path to reduce the standard from 85 parts per billion to 7.2 parts per billion, as the MDEQ indicated. We wish it were lower, but DEQ has, come out with that standard, and we're willing to go with it at this juncture to get that substantial change in effect on the ground.
Well, you and I could talk all day long about that particular issue and the many that we didn't talk about today. But if we just take it from a broader perspective as our time winds down, what grade would you give the city right now on environmental stewardship?
Oh, great. Goodness, David. Well, I think if we grade in a curve, certainly we get an A. You know, Ann Arbor is a leader and is devoted to the environment. Our climate action plan is ambitious. We have a focus on improving in so many areas. We have areas to work on as we are. We're rolling out an organics. We're seeking to develop an organics collection pilot, working with which would hopefully be citywide someday. Working initially with our restaurants and schools to affect composting in that important area. We are interested in moving further with solar and other energy generation technologies if we can. So we are we're nowhere near done.
The caveat being that there's room for improvement.
that is exactly right. You know, we always aspire. We aspire to do much more, and we hope with our partners in government and businesses, and certainly our very devoted residents, that we are able to someday get there.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the fair Friday evening.
Absolutely. Mr. Fair, it'll be a pleasure to see you there.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. The 16th annual Mayor's Green Fair takes place Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. along Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.